bring you Viewpoint with Pete Steveson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.
Today we're concluding our discussion, preparing your child for marriage. A critical time of life for young people is the time when they're actively dating. This should be an enjoyable time, time for fun, time for learning how to handle themselves in various social situations, time to find out what they like and dislike in the young people they date. Ultimately, of course, dating should lead to marriage, and that's why you, the concerned Christian parent, have a responsibility to guide your youngster at this time. Mistakes made in dating can lead your child into marriage with the wrong person or into a premature marriage. There are several important steps you can take in preparing your children for dating. You should let them know that they should call you if anything unexpected comes up. This serves a dual purpose. It lets you keep track of your children and their activities, and it gives them a resource to rely upon if anything comes up to worry them. They may feel that you're being overly protective, but it's better to err on the side of caution than to be overly reckless in putting your children on their own. There's an element of security here for your children. If they know that you keep track of them, not because you don't trust them, but because you love them and are concerned about them, they'll be more apt to appreciate your interest. Outwardly, they may protest, but inwardly, they'll be thankful for parents who have this kind of concern. It's difficult to give guidelines in the area of standards for conduct while dating. Naturally, you'll have to set up some external standards regarding the places they can go, the time when they must be back, whether or not you're going to insist on group dating. But realistically, standards are not something that you can impose on your children while they're dating. If you've not trained them in such a way as to have developed a spiritually oriented nature, all the external standards in the world aren't going to do much good. You cannot legislate spirituality. This is why you need to be concerned about your children when they're small. Consistently, over a period of years, you need to set the example for them by leading them to know Christ as Lord and Savior. You should see to it that the family is active in a good fundamental local church. You should maintain family devotions regularly. You should orient the entire family life around Jesus Christ. As you train up your children in the way they should go, you can have confidence that they'll develop the standards they need to handle themselves while on dates. There's one more area in which you should make your plans. The question of dating unsaved kids is one that you should settle with your children before the problem ever arises. Frankly, I think the Bible is clear on this. Come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean things. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, for what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness, and what communion hath light with darkness? In an area that is as critical as dating, you need to guide your children to follow the Lord's clear direction. Too many of our Christian young people have had their testimonies ruined and their lives made ineffective for the cause of Jesus Christ through marriages to unsaved life partners. For this reason, you should guide your children to adopt the biblical standard of separation in their dating. When you maintain a high standard here, you set the right example for marriage later on. And marriage later on is the ultimate goal, not the momentary enjoyment of dating right now. This is why you need to prepare your child through wise counsel and guidance as they date.
You've just heard Viewpoint with Pete Steveson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.